He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 503. This week, we have a gadget that I'm sure everyone has at least 10 of, but this is a little different. This is going to be an LED flashlight like you've probably never seen before. These things are literally made of artillery armor. They will last a lifetime, and they also have an extremely insane price tag to go with that. So before we do that, let's say that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Apparently last week, a lot of people did not get the show notes. I'm sorry about that. I sent them out early this morning. That would be show number 502. At the end of this show, you should automatically receive, if you're subscribed to the show notes, you do that on my homepage, and you should receive the show notes as soon as we're done with this episode. 4503, I have rebooted the server and changed a couple little things that they probably should have changed years ago. So hopefully that will run smoothly. So let us, without further ado, get into the gadget of the day. Be forewarned, these are not cheap. However, they are extremely well made, will last a lifetime, and if you're looking for an LED light-emitting diode flashlight that will literally last a lifetime, these are probably it. The company's called Olight, and they make a huge variety of all kinds of LED high-impact lights. You can pretty much get any kind of configuration imaginable, and I'm scrolling slowly down through this, and as you can see, they've just got tons and tons and tons of different varieties of flashlights used for different types of things. They are extraordinarily well built, high-grade aluminum. They will take a beating, no question about that. I've had these for a while. You'll definitely like them, I assure you. Today we're going to take a look at two models. One's going to be the Pre-Run 2, and the second one will be the Baton 3. Let's take a look at this Baton 3. This is the premium edition. Here they're just showing the Baton 3, but not the premium edition. Premium edition is going to set you back a tad more. That was $65. Here's the premium edition. Hold on, folks. $99. Call it $100. $99.95. Yay. Well, here's the thing. Not only are they well built, but this one comes with some pretty cool different types of accessories. Now, this one, as you can see, it looks like it's a cigarette lighter, but it's not. I happen to have the amber or the orange one. Doesn't really matter. But before I got this, I'm like, yay, that's pricey. But look what it does. This is actually the charger right here, this piece that looks like a cigarette lighter. I hate cigarettes so much, I hate to even mention it as an analogy. But that's what it looks like, a little flip-top Zippo lighter, if you will. That's a better analogy. And inside it, the flashlight actually inserts and charges. So this cigarette lighter type of device is actually a charger. So it's small, you'll see in a second. You can put it in your pocket and it's a charger. So once this is charged up, it not only charges the charger, but it also charges the flashlight. Nice, very convenient, and they really thought this through. This has a tiny EDC combo with a tailor-made portable wireless charger that takes a USB-C connector. This has an incredible 1200 lumen output at 166 meters. So It's very, very bright, and it's about the size of your pinky finger. This supposedly has a 21-day max runtime and can be fully charged 3.7 times from this battery pack that comes with it. That's kind of nice. That's real nice. And it has a dual-direction clip for deep pocket carry or hands-free clip that you can just slide onto the brim of your hat. I like that a lot. So there's a bunch of videos that detail this in a tremendous amount of information here. You can run that video at your leisure time, but I am going to actually call your attention to the improved efficiency and runtime that they notate here on this premium edition. This says that the premium edition is going to give you 94 days of light, of continuous light. Oh my God, hopefully no one's stranded for 94 days, but if you're looking for a light that's going to last a long time, 94 days is a long time, over 3 months. This is a nice device, no question. Let's take a look at it, and we'll show you some interesting things about this light, and also that run through all their products, some good features. So here we have both the lights that we're going to talk about. One is the Pre-Run 2, and what we'll talk about right now is this Olight Baton 3, the premium edition. I love this light. Let's take a look at it close up. So here we go. In terms of packaging, it doesn't get any fancier or nicer or more elegant than these particular lights. Wow, they did an incredible job. This is going to pull open like so. And here you have a yellow piece of plastic that very nicely shows you what's in the box. And it also gives you a pre-run of, if you will, of the instructions. It's going to tell you that they've got a piece of plastic, a plastic insert between the battery and the actual light that will prevent the battery from overcharging or discharging while it's in transit. So you want to move that. It tells you that right up front. It also shows you where the cord, the charging cord, which comes with it, is located so you can charge it up. So this is going to lift out nice like that. And right there is the actual light and charger. It's really nice. So let's pop this out. And here it is. Really well made. When you see this, you'll be impressed. And in the bottom of the box, you get your charging cords and things like that. We'll save that for later. But let's take a look at the actual device. Really well made. Fits in the palm of your hand. Not really that heavy. And this actually will flip open just like that little Zippo lighter. So here we go. This pops open, and there you can see the flashlight. And right here you might see a green light. I don't know if you can see that, but there's a little light that's green that indicates that this is charged and ready to go. This is very nicely going to pull out, and we'll flip this back, and I'm going to put this in my pocket because this is the charger, and when this light runs out, I can charge this 3.7 times just by reinserting it inside the charger. I love that feature. That's nice. Here's the light. As you can see, it's about the size of your pinky. Very easy to hold. Has a nice ruffled grip of aluminum on here. A wonderful heavy-duty clip here. Two ways you can use it. It will actually insert in the inside or outside of your pocket there. And also, if you want to use it, another clip, it's a little bit tighter. You can use the outside of this clip. So that in itself is very nice. On the bottom here, I will call your attention to the charging feature. This is a magnet, so you can actually stick this light anywhere there's metal, which is nice. Also, the center pin here is the positive, which is used for charging, and the ring around that is the negative part. So that's nice. And in the bottom of the charging unit, if you look deep down inside here, you'll see the O-ring, if you will, with that center tap, and that's how this makes connection here. So it will charge your light for you. There's only one way this will go in. You can't put it in wrong because it won't go. Again, it slips right in there and makes connection, so that's nice. Now, in terms of the light, the button to turn it on is right here. And very simply, you just turn it on and it lights up. Now, you can't judge the light from the camera here, obviously, but I'm going to turn this off. And if I double-click it, you may be able to see that light's really intense and it has a high power and low power. And one click turns this on and turns it off. Very nice. The other thing that I like is this clip will slide on the brim of your hat, so you have the light shining down like that. Very nice. Very easy to charge. And I love that. No question about it. Now, The other lamp that we'll take a quick look at is the pre-run, and I got to tell you, this is one beautiful piece of material. The engineering and the styling on this is top shelf. Probably my favorite light that they make. This, again, you could run an artillery tank over, and it won't scratch it at all. Very nicely done. Again, the bottom of this is a magnet, just like all their lights are, so you can attach this to any kind of metal, and it will stay there. The same type of clip, you can use this to clip it wherever you want. Nice. Same thing for the charging, although this does not come with a charger. This comes with a cord. So this is the actual cord right here that comes with it. USB on one end, and the other end, quite frankly, is simple to use. You just let it go, and it snaps on just like that to deliver the charge. Now, if you look closely here, I think you can see this is glowing green, and that means that the light is actually charging. And again, you can pull that off. It snaps back on. Does not come with a charger. You have to charge this up before you go. But again, very nice in terms of brightness and the way it works. The same thing, the buttons on the top here, you push it once, it's bright right now, but if I push it again, it's really blasts out light. This is so bright. It's really a nice light. I really like it. Now, the good thing about these guys is they think ahead, so I can use this same charger if I don't want to put this in the little charging pack that comes here. Yes, I could use the same cord to charge this because they both have the same charging capability, which is nice. The only thing that I don't like about them is the part that I do like about them. Let's get that cord back up here. You lose this, you got a problem. You're going to have to order a new one. And I hate when people use different types of cords that there's only a one of. So it's highly likely that I'm going to lose this. And yes, you can buy another one of these, but I don't know. I guess it is what it is, but if that's my biggest complaint, so be it. These are really nice. And again, they're highly magnetic, as you can see. They really do a nice job. I'm very, very pleased with these. So as you can see, they're very expensive, but you get what you pay for. If you go on to the actual Amazon site, and again, I recommend signing up right on the Olight page, they'll ask you your email address. They run sales all the time, and you're going to find the pricing on Olight is significantly cheaper when they run sales than it is anywhere else, including Amazon. Also, they throw in free stuff. I like that a lot. So here it is on Amazon, and we'll actually take a look at this guy right here. This sells for $99.95. You can get it in your choice of colors. You can get it in a blue, a black, or you can get it in the bronze, orangish, reddish color. I don't know what color it is, but this is really nice. No question about it. And I love the ability to charge my light on the go up to 3.7 times. That alone is worth the price of admission. It's nicely done. Trust me on that. Okay, let's take a look at some other things that may be of interest for you. This is a site that is going to go down. They're going to close their store. So right now, if you're watching this, there may be some items that you'd like to purchase. Everything is 40% off. I know everybody out there loves to pick locks. If you're watching the Gadget Professor show, I know what your background is and you've been picking locks for a while. But if you'd like to get in on how to do that, they have a lock pick training kit that includes the lock and a set of picking tools, usually $30, now $18. I see it's just been sold out. I'm sorry about that, but that was a good deal. Also, for a while there, they had a that's sold out too. Okay, but they had a really cool a mini fire pit, the Flicker fireplace. It actually had a real flame. This used to be $100. It's $57 now. They're sold out, so I guess it doesn't matter. But you may find some other things there that are of interest to you, and you better move quick because this stuff is flying off the shelves. So there you go. All right, time for some apps of the day. This is a really nice app. This has been upgraded, and I have nothing but praise for this app. It's called Things. Things is an award-winning personal task manager that helps you achieve your goals, this all-new version. has been rethought from the ground up, and it has. It's an all-new design with some really cool features. What I like about this, and it's unlike any other, get things done checklist, to-do list, is that it thinks ahead for you. They have a nice video here. I won't run it for you, but you can do that, and I recommend that you do. But when I say it thinks ahead, if you're going on a trip or something and you're going to a hotel, it automatically says, what do you want to pack? And you have a list of suggested things or things that you can add to it. Where do you want to eat? Do you need a car? Do you need this? And it thinks ahead for the things that you want to do. Also, it has a nice mechanism where you can slide things in the order that you want. So very nice app, very done, very elegant, and I give it a very high rating. Just check this out, because if you're using any type of to-do list, I think you're going to find this much nicer. Also, this will actually integrate with your iPad and your watch. So even that by itself is enough for me to change it. This is only available on the Mac platform, your iOS platform. I don't believe it's available yet on the Android, but I think that's soon to come, or it's already here. I have to check. Now, this next app, you've probably heard of the Opera browser, and it's been around for a while. Nothing great. I have just recently upgraded to this Opera Touch. Fantastic, really nice, all new design. And this is the browser that I now use on my phone. Opera Touch is made to be used on the go. It features an award-winning fast web search interface and is the perfect companion for your Opera computer browser. This is nice. What's nice about it is right here. The browser is an instant ready-to-search browser. As soon as you open it up, you can just start typing, and you can have the ability to scan a QR code, which is real nice, or voice search. And it's fast, and it doesn't take up a lot of space on the phone. So it's really nice. It has some other features that it allows you to basically run through the most used apps like Google or FaceTime or whatever it is that you want. It's all there. So it's like a one-stop shop. You're in your browser. You want to go to FaceTime or Instagram or whatever the case may be. This app has all those apps, if you will, those croutons right there on the menu. So this is nice, flows seamlessly, connects to your computer and to your mobile devices. You can now share links and notes for yourself and your friends. Flow and your other Flow-enabled devices will immediately see them. So it talks to each other over a large platform of devices and or shares them to a variety of friends that you have or associates. So this has a lot going on. It wouldn't surprise me if a lot of the other browsers over the next 6 months or so take a peek at this and start incorporating some of these high-level features. They're nice. Nice job. No question about that. This next app, I believe, is only available on the Android system, although it's supposed to be up and running on the iOS. It's called Up. It's instant file sharing and transfer. Yeah. Looking for an app to share photos, share videos, and transfer files, music, and contacts, all that without making an account? What? No username and password? How cool is that? Well, Up instant file sharing is it. Not to mention that it enables secure transfer with expiration links that are permanently deleted. So if you send someone a link and they don't upload it in a certain time, boom, it's gone. Or even if they do upload it, boom, it's gone, based on what you want it to, how long you want it to stay up there. Imagine having not just an app for file sharing and file transfer of photos and videos in full resolution, but also an app that can share your music, your contacts, and even other apps. It can be your photo sharing, your video sharing, your contact sharing app, and music sharing, all with secure transfer of data. This is a nice app. It's 100% free. You can't spend more money for it if you wanted to. Very nicely done, and it works really, really well. Now, this next app is a must-have, folks. It's called Wombo. Yeah, Wombo. Everybody's heard of Wombo. No, you haven't heard of it? Well, this is a fun app. Everybody is sick and tired of this pandemic. Believe me, I am. This is going to put some fun into your life. Wombo is the world's best AI, that stands for artificial intelligence, powered lip sync app. take a selfie, pick a song, and let Wombo work its magic. This is available on both platforms, so there's no excuse not to have it. If you don't like it, give it to your kids, your grandkids, or friends who have kids, because they're going to love it. Basically, you're going to take a selfie of you or someone else, pick a song, click it, and it's going to lip sync for you. It's a lot of fun. It's very cool. And I know you're going to have fun with this. I know you are. So check it out. This next app is called QR Barcode Scanner. This is a very cool app. What I like about this is not only is it a QR scanner, but if you have any product, you're in the store and you want to know more information about it, just scan that QR code that's on the box or on the back of the actual tag, and it's going to bring up everything that you want to know about that particular device or product. It's extremely easy to use. Just point your camera at the QR barcode you want to scan, and it will automatically detect and scan it. You don't have to take pictures of it or zoom in. It's going to do everything for you all automatically. It includes text, URL, ISBN, product contacts, calendar, email, location, Wi-Fi, and many other formats. It's capable of reading that. So if you're looking for a new, easy-to-use barcode scanner, and there are tons of these, this is one of the better ones out there that I have found, and I know you are going to like this. A lot of apps today. Our next one is, again, it's just a fun app. It's called Avatarify. Avatarify. It will take an avatar and make it talk and create a new identity for you. And most of you need a new identity, obviously. If you did not make it into the Witness Protection Program, this may be your alternative. You could take any photo and make it come alive. You can choose from emotions and a gift gallery, or you can try the live mode with camera. Become whoever you want with Avatarify. Upload a photo of a celebrity or of your boss and record a short video. This thing is hysterical. Our advanced neural network will put all your facial expressions and emotions on the photo. You don't have to do anything. It will take care of it all, and it's going to surprise you. This is only a couple taps away. You must try this out. It is hysterical. I'm telling you, you will like this. And again, if you don't want to have any fun, load it on, give it to your kids, your grandkids, or someone who just needs to have a laugh during the day. And Lord knows there's enough of those people around. Now, this last app is educational in nature. If you're not into Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, and if you have no idea or no clue what it is, or if you want to get the latest news and updates, this one is for you. It's called Cointelegraph, open to all different types of platforms, iOS, Windows, Linux, yes, even the iOS. This is a very nice app. This will give you the latest Bitcoin and blockchain news. It's good to take advantage of this because it's going to show you and keep you appraised of all the new things that are happening in the industry. If you're not a cryptocurrency fan, I at least would urge you to learn a little bit about it, because in my opinion, this is going to be the only world currency that people will use very, very shortly. Disagree, agree, whatever. This not only gives you the news of the day, which is important, but it also tracks all the different types of major currencies out there, whatever it may be. So whether you're into Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever it may be, this is a great app. I highly recommend this. Definitely download this. It's free and there's no in-app purchase, so that's nice. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week. Be safe, be cool, take care.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.